From NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. The Boston Marathon kicks off this morning, a little more than a year since two bombs killed three people and wounded hundreds of others near the finish line. Boston and Massachusetts officials have beefed up security at the race scene. NPR's Jeff Brady in Boston says the runners that he has talked with are not worried.
I'm at Boston Common, where since about 5 this morning, runners have been showing up to catch buses out to the town of Hopkinton. That's where the Boston Marathon starting line is located. And the runners I've talked with this morning say they don't have any concerns about security. Organizers and police have done a lot of work the past few weeks communicating security plans this year. There'll be about 3,500 officers and National Guard members patrolling the 26.2-mile route. And runners tell me they feel safe. They're focused on the race and having a good time today. Jeff Brady, NPR News, Boston.
The death toll from the South Korean ferry accident has reached 64. About 240 people are missing, most of them high school students. South Korean President Park Geun-hye has vehemently criticized the ferry's captain and crew who abandoned their sinking ship. The president says their actions should not be tolerated. The BBC's Jonathan Head has more.
The increasing evidence of failings by the crew of the stricken ferry has now prompted President Park to lash out at their behavior. She described the crew's actions as unacceptable and tantamount to murder. State prosecutors have arrested 4 more crew members, bringing the total under arrest, including the captain, to 7. The ferry's owners have also been banned from leaving the country. The loss of so many children from a single school has turned this into a national disaster, and the government has faced strong criticism from the families of the victims, despite committing substantial resources to the search operation.
The BBC's Jonathan Head reporting. A national survey of business economists shows companies are optimistic about growth over the next year. NPR's Jess Jang reports the National Association for Business Economics study finds many companies hope better times are coming.
Businesses are positive about their economic future. Economist Kenneth Simonson analyzed the survey results. He says, from the firm level, the outlook is good.
Firms do expect to keep hiring people, and they are unanimous that the economy as a whole will expand and not contract.
The survey shows most of the companies are already seeing higher sales, and so more businesses are buying machines and buildings that will help them to continue to grow. But the future is not looking rosy for everyone, namely workers. Businesses expect that over the next 3 years, wages will stay mostly flat. Jess Jang, NPR News, Washington.
And you're listening to NPR News from Washington. There have been new anti-government protests this weekend in Venezuela. Young people fought police in the streets of the capital, Caracas. Police used tear gas and water cannon to force them back. Some city residents banged pots and pans from windows as their protest. There have also been pro-Venezuelan government rallies that have drawn thousands of people. At least 41 people have been killed in the anti-government violence that began in February. Some of Britain's prominent leaders have criticized Prime Minister David Cameron in a letter to a newspaper editor. They contradicted Cameron's statement that Britain is a Christian nation. Fiona Zublin reports.
The letter, which is signed by more than 50 writers, performers, and academics, appears in the Daily Telegraph. It chides Cameron's characterization of Britain as a Christian country and says that while Britain technically has a state religion, it is happily home to people of many faiths or of no faith who contribute equally to society, and that Britain is not a Christian country except in, quote, a narrow constitutional sense. Cameron, who is a member of the Church of England, has been very vocal about his religious faith recently. Last week, he wrote in Anglican newspaper The Church Times that Christians should be more evangelical and more confident in their faith, and that Britain is a Christian country. But he did specify that he didn't approve of, quote, doing down other faiths. For NPR News, I'm Fiona Zublin in London.
The FBI says a 16-year-old boy is lucky to be alive. He stowed away in the wheel well of a plane flying from California to Hawaii. He's not seriously hurt, even though he survived little oxygen and freezing temperatures when the jet climbed to 38,000 feet. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News in Washington.